This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Win some, you lose some. But you live to fight another day.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 60.
Yeah, you're in the loop on a football Friday here. After the Texans fall 21-13, they fall to 6-3 against the Jets. And just a really frustrating loss by the Texans. And the Texans came in, they're absolutely right. From the 832 on the 5-hour energy fan line. I had a hard time. Couldn't tell which team last night was in the Texans game was 6-2 or 2-6. And that's a real indictment.
Yeah, it is.
A real indictment. We'll be talking about that game all day long.
Yes, we will. And we have some passing thoughts that I think are going to cover a lot of things that we're going to have to dig back in on today and moving forward.
Yeah, so let's get into it. OG's passing thoughts.
Experience, wisdom, opinions, barbecue sauce. Our guy Lopez has it all and shares it with you.
I used to go into the clubhouse and I just
It's time for the OG's passing thoughts.
Tell me a story, OG.
So here's a field goal try, chip shot, 27 yards left hash mark. Air Baron off the upright, no. He misses it. And the Texans come away with nothing. 6:54 to go in the fourth. The Jets have the ball in the lead, 14-10.
That was the upright? It sounded like the roof crashed in.
Yeah.
It sounded like Vince McMahon getting hit with a steel pan in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the humanity.
I got it. Air Baron off the upright. No.
Lord. All right, that's a good way to get into some passing thoughts, which, as you may surmise, aren't exactly all great. Here's the first one, and I'm 100% serious. For his own good, you cannot play Kenyon Green anymore. I mean, like, anymore.
Not with that shoulder.
Well, okay.
Good answer, Phil.
I wouldn't play him either.
Yeah, you know, you can't do that with the significant shoulder injury.
Okay, you too. Okay, you get my... I mean... I feel like,
buddy, there's enough negativity. We got to find some humor in here somewhere.
Yeah, man. That experiment.
Did you boo him as he was on the ground?
I didn't boo him, but I did the Rodney Danger.
All right,
because I'm tasteless. But, oh my arm! but you just can't. That experiment is over, ladies and gentlemen. It's over.
Yeah, you're in the. You're in the upside down now, right? Yeah. You got to figure out
that's
what
it.
You're doing.
So, did he play his last snap as a Houston Texan?
I don't think he played his last snap because here's the issue, right? He now becomes backup, and if you have some level of move, whether it's Jared Patterson coming back from concussion and playing, the problem is I don't feel great about any of your options, and I still think that you're going to get pressure up the middle. Your interior of the offensive line still has some level of issues, and I'm not saying it will happen, but I could see us later in the season getting to a point where, like, yo, this is untenable, to the point where maybe, just maybe, we go,
Was it really that bad with Kenny Green?
No, we're not.
And that's the nasty part.
We won't do that.
I mean, of course, I guess the other answer is bring someone in from outside. Right? Like if somebody's in from outside.
Barring injury, that's it. Another passing thought right here. What exactly was Bobby Slowick thinking? Not having his best weapon touch the ball on 9 of the first 10 plays. Joe Mixon, they threw the ball and threw the ball and threw the ball and threw the ball.
I feel like he's trying to be that throwing team.
Maybe
I have no idea, man.
I think Bobby's cycling through trying to find answers because one of the things that he's gotten got on, a lot of people have talked about, is the idea that, hey, man, you run the ball a lot early.
Yes. 9 out of 10 plays. Yeah.
Hey, I got to the point in that game, I'm like, they just need to run the ball.
Well, yeah, everybody
just
was.
Just give it to Mixon. Just run the damn ball. And yeah. I don't know the last time we said that.
Yeah. How bleeping stupid or dense or cocky do you have to be to drop the ball before crossing the goal line?
How is this still happening? Like, the spirit of DeSean Jackson, like, that's one of the spooky things on a Halloween, one of the hauntings that happened during the course of this game. The spirit of DeSean Jackson continues to haunt NFL stadiums to this day. I know he's not dead, but you get what I'm trying to say, right? Like, dudes are still dropping the football early, and it does not make any sense. Like,
how?
We've seen it so many times.
That just happened this past weekend.
Yes, it did. So at least that guy times. Was, the ball was kind of touched.
I will say, I felt shameless because I have never, like, I've been very adamant that I think that's a stupid rule that you fumble out of the end zone and all of a sudden it's a touchback. I've never been so happy to see that happen and benefit the team that I was rooting for. Yeah, so
you drop the ball, they should go to the other team. You drop the ball before the line.
That's not really.
You should.
I'm like, hey, man, you fumble. The rules of fumble should operate the same.
No,
however,
I'm with you
in this very specific situation when absolutely the Texans should get the football. What are you talking about?
Hey, another passing thought here. We talked about this yesterday. This counts as Halloween craziness, right? This game. You had the doink. You had dropping the ball.
Bear. Off the upright. No.
you had a calf, a shin scoring a touchdown. You had that Garrett Wilson catch with the shin. This counts. Wasn't that the crazy Halloween type game?
And then Garrett Wilson put on a costume doing the Jumpman.
Yeah.
Better than Jumpman did it, right?
Yes, like that Michael Jordan symbol.
Yeah, exactly. He looked just like it, man. Absolutely like it. Tank Dell was not the problem. Getting Tank Dell the ball was the problem.
Yeah.
He was good. He was getting open. There were 9 targets. 3 of them were pretty much C.J. Stroud's fault. He had 6 catches. Tank Dell did what we thought he was going to, he should do.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That we'll talk more about that here coming up, but that was one of the silver linings in this game, right? There was questions of, oh, Tank Dell, can he step up? Can he be that guy? They're saying like some validation. Oh, yeah, that's right. Like Tank Dell as 1A, 1B, 1C, whatever you wanted to talk about it. Like, he can be kind of a high-level wide receiver. This is the wide receiver that we saw on his way to 1,000 yards last year before injury, right?
Yeah.
This is the guy that you anticipated down to the, you know, good route running, getting open. Like, separation was not an issue for really most of these guys during the course of this game.
Yeah.
The issues arose elsewhere for the passing game.
I thought Al Michaels was actually pretty dang good all night, with one very big exception.
You was listening to the broadcast like that?
Why not? Oh, you were at the...
Yeah, I was out of watch. I was watching under special circumstances, hanging with the people out in spring. Yeah. I appreciate everybody who came out.
He was actually all right. You know, I thought, with one very big exception. Can someone tell me who Kaimi Fairbairn is?
Why is everybody so bad at... You know what I realized?
He said like five times, Fairbairn.
Maybe I haven't seen the pronunciation guy that the Texans
it's
have.
It's Fairbairn.
Because maybe, is the pronunciation that they've written down, right? That they've tried the
he's
phonetic,
misreading it
the
or
phonetic spelling. Because remember, not only is he doing this, mm-hmm. don't forget, Kevin Harlan had all some real weird pronunciations
yep.
of Kaimi's name as well,
yep.
Calling him a Fairbairn and stuff like that. So, like, maybe, just maybe, the phonetic pronunciation, we might need to fix that, Texans PR, because these dudes keep getting it wrong.
Yeah. Another one for you guys here. I thought Kendrick Green kind of made D'Amico and the offensive staff look bad. I really did. He had a couple of slights in his performance, but his effort, he played with a lot of heart, effort, made some good blocks, made some mistakes. But I thought, I'm watching that, and I'm like, so that's the guy you didn't want to play? You didn't want to start?
Well, one thing I will say, very early, like immediately when he gets in, I was like, Kendrick Green looks a little better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But then over the course of this, and I know that Seth had made this point, is that, you know, with Jarrett Patterson, you saw him look good, but like, how much does mm-hmm. that change as teams get to settle in with it? And I feel like we got a little bit of a feel of that, obviously not in the exact way, whereas as it settled in, Kendrick Green was having his issues as well, to the point where I was like, okay, this kind of looks like Kenyon Green, with one stark difference. Boy, he gives a damn.
That's what
right?
I'm saying. The effort.
Oh, boy, yeah. He is giving effort.
That, like, there was, that's the thing. It looked like he wanted to like be out there.
And man. That made them look
King,
bad.
Kenyon Green, you could tell his confidence was gone.
Yeah, by juxtaposition, like, mm-hmm. putting those performances side to side as they were in mm-hmm. this game, you could see the ways in which, oh, Kendrick Green wants to be out there more, or like the effort he's given is bigger. Like, in those same stunts.
He's going down fighting.
Yeah. Kenyon Green is getting, you know, beat on. I mean, Kendrick Green kind of got beat on one of those, but you saw him Superman. He
That's
was horizontal to the field, like trying to give maximum level mm-hmm. of resistance to allow CJ Stroud to step up, right? Like, you could see the clear difference in effort, if not caliber of play, when it comes to the actual blocking.
A couple more for you guys here. I felt like, and this was in real time as I watched it happen, a halfback pass to the quarterback is a sign of desperation.
Oh, it would be something different if it was a halfback pass. Wildcat. Yeah. Where, as Seth is talking about it, a man who has been in the trenches and looked at the trenches did not give any impression that it was a run.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud, after the game, says, you know, about this. In fact, it's probably good if we get this cut from CJ Stroud, as he's talked about the trick play. This is CJ Stroud cut two, the Wildcat play. He's talking about how they need to sell the run better, or like what went wrong with the Wildcat play. You got this for me, Fig? This is CJ Stroud talking about that nonsensical call.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, we had that play lined up. We thought it was a good look. And, you know, we got to do a better job of selling the run and, you know, making the DB fall asleep. And, you know, I got to find a way to maybe go just catch it. I thought I got held, or I'm not a receiver, so I don't know. But, you know, I thought they got a couple calls that we didn't get. But at the same time, you know, at the end of the day, man, like, we can go this call, that call. We didn't win the game, and we got embarrassed. We got kicked from point A to point Z, so we got to get a lot of things fixed.
Yeah, sure, CJ. But still, like, let's talk about that play itself. We can talk about all the other ones. We got
It's a sign
hours.
Of desperation. You're spitballing on offense.
CJ sounded like he was in desperation answering it. He's like, you know, I think I got held and all that. You are grasping, brother. You are grasping for straws. Yeah. Y'all had Joe Mixon throw the football on, like, second and seven, mind you.
Yeah, it was second and seven.
I mean, a trick play inherently is either we are getting something to exploit, or we are searching.
We're spitballing.
And it was searching. Yeah. And the searching was Joe Mixon throwing a football with no level of fake to a fade route to CJ Stroud as he is locked up. Nasty business.
One more, because I know we're going to get back to this, and I think it's important. Aaron Rodgers may not be the physical, you know, player that he once was, but there is nothing wrong between the ears. The way that he manipulated the Texans defense at the line of scrimmage for the touchdown to Devontae Adams was a masterpiece. He talked to the outside receiver, told him to stop, got Devontae, you know, down the sideline, and who was covering him? Jalen Petrie.
Gave him a thumbs down.
Yeah, that's unfair.
Yeah. Man, he was so good at that. D'Amico ain't even want to talk to him after the game. Like, I ain't got nothing to say to you.
That's the thing about great players, is that it doesn't just all go. You'll still see it. And I there were some times where I was surprised he had a bozo throw up there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, where one of those instances where he gets pressured. And I think that's the one that Neville Hewitt nearly catches, but just doesn't. and it gets negated by a penalty, one of the penalties or other. I can't remember exactly what the penalty was, but I was like, oh, okay, so there are the places that you can get at him. Yeah. You didn't take advantage of those, and so all that was left was the other situations where you get Aaron Rodgers finding, dialing up the old Aaron Rodgers to beat you.
Yep.
Those are your passing thoughts after the Texans lost 21-13 on a Thursday night. It was a spooky performance.
Yes, it was.
Not in no good way. All right, we keep this thing going on this Football Friday after the Texans lose. Let's get this question of the day in. The Texans played on Thursday, which means you don't watch them this weekend. So what are you doing with your Texans-free weekend, and maybe how are you getting over the loss? Let us know. 713-572-4610. That's a five-hour energy text line. We'll respond to those next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.